Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, for those of us who are old enough to remember the World Trade Center bombings, you just can't forget. It's not just a, yeah, I kind of remember that happened. We set into memory, we molded it. It's set so vividly, the fear we had, the suspicions, the unbelievable, the incomprehension that something like this could happen on our soil, and how it was done, you know, using our Americans as targets, using our planes as weapons. And so when September 11th happened, It affected all of us, whether we perished, whether we had family members who perished, whether we had friends who were first responders and loved ones who were there, whether we know people who have suffered years later with some of the cancers and health effects that happened since living in that area near Manhattan. We've all have a story. Many of you have heard my story, not the one of when I saw the plane hit and I thought, something happened to the pilot. The pilot might have had a stroke. It was an accident. And then when you saw the second one hit and you realize we're under attack, I have a little different story that some of you have heard. So as you know, the terrorists, many of them were in Las Vegas multiple times planning. We believe they might have been considering attacking Las Vegas, checking out different sites in their planning. And while they were in Vegas, they went to strip clubs. And originally the headlines had talked about how there was some medical care sought. So here I am working in an urgent care, and somebody comes in, and I took care of thousands of people, you know, over my periods of training. And I had recently been licensed. Somebody comes into the urgent care, sore throat. This is where the details start getting fuzzy, especially with HIPAA. HIPAA really didn't necessarily exist then, but when it comes to a terrorist, it's like he doesn't. Not only does he not deserve privacy, but he deserves way more than he got. We never even got to we never even got to do what he deserved to him. But comes in, he was sick. He had a very mild illness. As I talked to him and took care of him, it was a short visit. Usually with urgent care, it's a short visit. But what I remember and what hasn't left my memory is the look in his eyes and the weirdness of that look. It was a look I never saw in a patient before. Now, I've seen patients who were scared of cancer. I've seen patients who lost a child in a drowning. I've seen patients who cheated on their wives. I have seen looks and a whole variety of looks that you just know. I never saw this look before. And I remember I found it kind of odd, but I'm like, well, maybe he's, not feeling well. But it wasn't anything that I could chalk up to a social anemia or a depression or an anxiety. It was a look I would have never even expected. So a week or two later, his picture is plastered all over the news. And I walk in and hubby's just sitting there on the couch eating. And I go, I just saw that guy at the urgent care. And my hubby's like, no, you didn't. Oh, man, this is before HIPAA. He's like, no, you didn't. I go, yeah, I just saw that guy at the urgent care. He's like, no, you didn't. And I go, well, how do you know? I mean, how do you know who I didn't see? Right, you know, we were all, had only been married for a few years at the time, so I could accost him and I could challenge him a lot more aggressively than I would now. And he said he flew a plane into the World Trade Center. I said, no, I saw him. So I jumped into my car. I drove to the urgent care because I wanted to look at the chart. And I wanted to see, did I see Muhammad Atta? Did I see him? And the front desk lady was actually shaking. And she just stares at me and I go, he was here, huh? And she said, yes. I go, give me his chart. I need to see his chart. I need to see it. She's like, you know, FBI took everything. FBI was here. They took everything. And so I walk out of that urgent care just with the hair on the back of my neck because I believe he might have been allergic to something, and I avoided that medicine because he was allergic to something, if I remember correctly. And I'm like, what could I have done? What could I have done? I could have done something. I could have done something. I could have stopped this. And of course, you didn't know. I mean, how do you know somebody's going to turn around and do that days or weeks later? How do you know? But it's something that has just haunted me for decades now, and it still does. Whenever I see his face, and I'm like, I could have done something. And so, you know, all of us kind of have a personal story and a personal tie to the September 11th tragedy that killed thousands and that you know, stripped a stripe away from us as America. But I got to tell you, man, we wove it back tight. We united, and I just hope that we, in light of everything that's happened in the last couple weeks, we make sure nothing like this ever happens again, and that all our enemies know that we're looking for you. We're ready. I have been looking for that look now with every patient I saw after, and I have been just on guard. And true, I'm not, you know, standing at a post, you know, in military gear, but, you know, I think all of us as Americans need to deputize ourselves and to make sure that nothing like that happens on our soil. No terrorist kills anybody, another American, a family member, a friend, a neighbor, a first responder. Nobody touches us. Nobody tries to strip a stripe away from our flag. And it is going to take all of us. We can't just rely on military or a president. It's going to be us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, yesterday, President Biden made a speech. And he's mad. He looks pretty mad. And unless they told him to look mad, but he looked mad. He looked mad. And he gave his six-pronged path out of the pandemic layout, blueprint. And he said patience is running thin. And as expected, even though it wasn't as promised, it's promised, no mandates. We're not going to be doing that. No, vaccine passports, that's all conspiracy theory. No, we don't do things like that. We're going to leave it up to private companies, private businesses. As expected, politicians don't keep their word, and here come the mandates. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but people are ticked. And rather than just punishing the unvaccinated, he's going after the employers. So employers who have been just beat up, just backside, front side with the pandemic, fighting with the labor shortage, trying so hard to make ends meet after all these draconian rules and limitations on people coming in, et cetera, and being able to sell and retail, and now shortages and inflation and everything going on, the speech focused on employers are going to have to mandate the vaccine or do weekly testing. If not, there's repercussions. And I guess the repercussions are $14,000, a fine. I don't know if it's for each infraction. I have to take a look at that. But obviously, business owners are kind of freaking out. They got the vaccine. They might be pro-vaccine. But to turn these employers into militia is a very, very tough ask. And I think it's also an inappropriate ask. You're asking employers, small business owners, 100 employees is a little more than, I don't think I've ever, I know I've never had a business with that many employees, but 100 employees, I'm wondering if you're going to see a few people fired this week so they get under the 99 amount. But it obviously, it wasn't taken that well. Now, for some, they're like, woohoo, Biden's got some cojones. Some people are like, yay, this was long overdue. Biden is the man. I that's not what I heard. But here's the thing. There was a piece to it, long overdue, that I support. Monoclonal antibodies are coming. He says monoclonal antibodies are coming, which I have been asking for the longest time. So a six-pronged plan. One is vaccinating the unvaccinated. So all employers who employ over 100 employees are supposed to mandate vaccines or require weekly testing. They're going through the Labor Department. And they say the president wants to reduce the number of unvaccinated by using regulatory powers. These requirements will become dominant in the workplace. In addition, the plan will provide paid time off for vaccination for most workers in the country. He also wants physicians to make a personal appeal to each and every one of their patients. And so, for those of my patients who haven't been vaccinated, I've told you, vaccination does seem to limit and diminish your risk for hospitalization, for death. If you're concerned about side effects, if you're concerned about it, please talk to your doctor. But I got the vaccine, my family got the vaccine, and so Biden wants all doctors on the same page with this. And it's tough because a lot of doctors are writing medical exemptions because they're getting a lot of heat from their patients. Next, they want to further protect the vaccinated. So when I hear him say he's going to further protect the vaccinated, I'm like, finally, they're going to pass out N95 masks. No. Boosters are coming September 20th. They're going to work with the FDA. CDC is going to give guidance. They stopped short of saying anything because, remember, they ticked off the CDC and FDA. You don't want to tick off the CDC and FDA. So they're going to say they're going to come up with guidance. We're being told that Pfizer is probably going to be the booster available first. Then Moderna will know if you're a Moderna vaccine recipient, if you could get a Pfizer, if you still have to stay along the Moderna thread or not. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. The third part to his plan is keeping schools safely open. So he wants all educators in the federal Head Start program to be vaccinated. He's calling on all governors to require all teachers and staff to be vaccinated. So what that was about is these school districts are getting a lot of heat. And these school districts, I don't know if you've been watching these school board meetings. Wow, it really shows you that it's not all what the media is telling you. There are people out there that are pretty darn ticked. And they're not crazy. They're pastors, they're military, they're moms, they're grandmas, and they're people of all faith and all races and genders. And so I think the school boards are having some heat, and they needed that to be taken over by the White House. Let the White House, let this escape, focus, rather to deflect the focus on the individual school boards to the president. Even though we do like to govern as our community deems fit, this kind of put the pressure and put the buck stops with the president on that one. The White House wants to work with the FDA on vaccinating kids under 12 years old. Then they're going to increase testing and require masking. The Defense Production Act is going to increase production of tests and promise no later than next week, retailers are going to provide home rapid test kits to be sold at cost for the next 3 months. So rather than us having to spend $25-$30 for an at-home rapid test kit, they're supposed to be a heck of a lot cheaper. Free testing is also going to be offered at 10,000 locations across the country, and double fines are going to be levied for those who travel without abiding by the TSA orders for air and ground travel. So this is going to extend through January 18th, 2022. If you don't wear a mask, the fines are doubled, and we're talking about thousands of dollars a fine. Now, mind you, we've talked about how on a plane, the pressure gradient is different, and some of us get a little short of breath up in a plane. Talk to your doctor about that, but I don't think you're going to be able to get a mask exemption. These flight attendants have been grilled, you know, by their employers, and they're fearful of losing their jobs if they let you sit there without a mask. So if you don't think you'll be able to handle the mask, don't travel. Then he wants to protect our economic recovery. So the Small Business Administration is going to increase the maximum amount of funding a small business can borrow through the program from $500,000 to $2 million. You can hire, retain employees, purchase inventory and equipment, pay off higher interest debt. This increase will help small businesses on SBA analysis of current COVID EIDL borrowers who qualify for the increase that show that more than 80% have 25 employees or less. So basically, they're going to expand the PPP, the PPL program. So that's going to help small businesses. Again, I support that. Then, improving care for those with COVID-19. So, you know how they sent out a bunch of CDC, NIH, Defense Department, FEMA people, deployed them throughout the country to help administer vaccines? Hospitals need help. Hospitals are overwhelmed. Nurses are tired. Respiratory therapists are tired. Doctors are getting fed up and going online and yelling at people saying, don't come to our hospital. So, they're going to bring in the military and military doctors and staff and medical professionals to help out at the hospitals. That's kind of what's going on there. Then, this is finally long overdue. They're going to send out monoclonal antibodies. Now, the U.S. government said they've been shipping out about 100,000 doses per week across the U.S. July and August. They're going to increase those shipments by another 50%. So for those of you going, where the heck, you know, where's the beef? Where's the monoclonal antibody treatments? They should be coming. It doesn't sound like there's going to be enough, but the monoclonal antibodies, what that does is before you have enough antibodies, or if the vaccine isn't working to the degree it needs to, these antibodies help give you troops. You know, it's like you're able to get, you know, what's it called when you have a country, when you have people that, you know, don't really belong to a country, but they're troops and they'll go to other countries and they'll fight. There's a word for it. Anyway, so that's what they're doing. So I guess those are the six, right? Improving care, protecting our economy, increasing testing, requiring masking, keeping schools safely open, further protecting the vaccinated, and vaccinating the unvaccinated. I know a lot of you have comments. We're taking your calls, your questions. I have your notes on Twitter, Facebook. Bring them. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know a lot of you guys are mad. Let's hear it. And if you're supported, let's hear it too. 1-877-DOCDALI.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Nearly 3,000 people died 20 years ago after Islamic terrorists hijacked planes and crashed into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. Another hijacked plane crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. President Biden marked the 20th anniversary by blasting Americans and praising Islam as the religion of peace.
We also witnessed the darker forces of human nature. Fear and anger. Resentment and violence against Muslim Americans, true and faithful followers of a peaceful religion.
U.S. wholesale inventory accumulation slowed in July, lagging further behind sales, and is now taking wholesalers the shortest time in 7 years to clear shelves. Inventories are a key part of gross domestic product. The component of wholesale inventories that goes into the calculation of GDP increased 0.7% in July. This is USA Radio News.
U.S.-bound flights for Afghan refugees have been grounded from two overseas bases after some of the refugees came down with the measles at Wisconsin's Fort McCoy Refugee Center. Officials temporarily stopped refugees from coming into the U.S. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
these individuals are being quarantined in accordance with public health guidelines, and the CDC has begun full contact tracing.
She said all arriving Afghans are required to be vaccinated for measles as well as many other diseases. She also said the administration is exploring measures to vaccinate people at the overseas locations. U.S. Customs and Border Protection made the decision on advice from the CDC to halt flights temporarily from U.S. bases in Germany and Qatar. Both countries are serving as short-term transit sites for evacuees from Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jonathan wants me to expand on what employers have to pay if they have unvaccinated employees. Okay. No, he wants to know about... I get it. Okay, sorry. He's ranting, and I don't blame him. He's mad that employers have to pay for the unvaccinated to go get their vaccine and their time off. Okay, so what's going on there? Let me just kind of recap there. I'll read to you what the White House said. Okay. You know, vaccines are free. So just to clarify, the vaccines are free. But what they want is employers to give you paid time off to go get your vaccine. So you can't say, I wanted to get the vaccine, but my employer wouldn't let me. Even though, you know, in the olden days, you would go on your weekend. I mean, you could get the vaccine on a Sunday, a Saturday, and, you know, so if somebody's blaming their employer for being unvaccinated, that's not cool. Okay? I mean, look, I support the vaccine. I'm anti-mandate. I support your concern that there are mandates, but I'm not going to support you blaming your employer. Well, sadly, this is now the result. Employers with more than 100 employees, they say, to provide paid time off for the time it takes for workers to get vaccinated or to recover if they are under the weather post-vaccination. This requirement will be implemented through the ETs. I got to double check what the ET means. I apologize. So, I felt kind of crummy for a couple days. I still worked. I still was able to do what I need to do. But I felt crummy. That 2 days was minimum. There are some people that say that they feel horrible. And, or, I mean, can they lie? And an employer has to pay for that. Why is an employer paying for it? Now, if all those funds get reimbursed from, you know, if all of them get reimbursed, that's one thing. But, I don't know. I just think they're really going after the employers. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Nathan calling from Idaho. Hey, Nathan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good. What city are you from?
I live in Sandpoint, Idaho, and just moved here, escaped from California as a political refugee. And I'm a respiratory therapist, 25 years. And I'm actually just getting over COVID, the Delta variant. Tested negative on Monday, finally.
Wow.
But I will not take the vaccine. So I just turned 60 years old yesterday, and I will not go back into the medical field here as we just moved here about 3 months ago. And the reason being is I don't believe, you know, that seeing that the thing is not working. I know many patients that have gotten COVID, even though they had the vaccine, and I really think a lot of the truth isn't getting out about that.
Yeah, we're being told that 99% of those hospitalized were unvaccinated, but we are seeing and hearing kind of, I don't know if it's 99%. I think it's a lot. I think it's shifted. I think we do have a lot more vaccinated individuals getting sick, which is why they're coming up with the boosters and why they're promoting boosters. So you're a respiratory therapist. So, yeah, what are the hospitals like? Well, I know you've been off because of COVID, but were the hospitals filling up? What were you seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. We came from a rural area in the mountains of Northern California, and it was very similar to here, where they shut down all of our clinics. I happened to work at a pulmonary rehab clinic, so I lost my position. But we started seeing the first wave in November of 2019 at the end of the year. And my wife and I got it mid-December. She had been put on an antibiotic for diverticulitis, which weakened her immune system. So she got it bad. She has asthma. She's in her mid-50s. I barely felt anything and took Zicam and got right over it and kept going to work. We didn't know at that time what it was.
Right.
And so by the time we realized, we were in 2020. And then, of course, everything ensued that you now see before you. So this new wave, I didn't take any vaccine. We did get it, my wife and I, a few weeks ago. And it was probably the worst flu I've ever had, but I'd still rather have the natural antibodies to this thing, which if you read the Israeli reports, could be as much as 12 times the strength of, of this, you know, of what's being produced with these synthetic vaccines, you know, what you naturally should have. And I believe that we should have let the herd immunity take hold. They don't take in effect how many people have had natural COVID, you know, when they show you the numbers with vaccinated only. And they really need to make sense for that. They're
yeah.
Really, yes, ma'am.
No, I hear you. And you know, I'm heartbroken to see you have to leave the medical field. Have you been given an ultimatum that you need to quit if you don't get the vaccine?
Well, this hospital local here in Sandpoint is becoming very busy. And I know I could get a job very easily, except I know that that's going to be a stipulation. You take the vaccine or else, and I'm not going to do it, especially now that I can prove that I had COVID. Why should I have to have that vaccine?
Right.
I have the natural antibodies to this thing. I have the strongest resistance to it. So
yep.
Their law of arrest, their loss of a respiratory therapist when they need them, right?
So
same
true.
With nursing, right? And you know, in my area that we're from, about 40% would not take the vaccine. So you're losing all those employees that could be taking care of very sick people.
Exactly. It's heartbreaking. And I still think that COVID was here in fall of 2019. So there's an argument that maybe you already had some immunity, which is why your COVID bout was milder than others, because your immune system was bombarded already with, you know, I just think COVID was here, you know, especially in California. I think they even found samples of it from September 2019. So
that is correct. We lived in the mountains where all the Bay Area people would come to their cabins. They would skip over the Central Valley, drive 2.5 hours to their cabins up near us. And so they delivered it to us early on. So they were getting it in like November of 19. By December, we had it. It raged through the foothills and the mountains. And it was pretty much gone from my hospital about mid-February, about the time they started saying, hey, we need to do something. Hey, we need to lock down. You know, it had already come and gone. Most families we knew had already had it.
Right.
Go ahead. I was going to say, when they swabbed my wife after her third day of being sick, I brought her in. They said, oh, she has influenza A. And that's what they were telling everyone. It's influenza A or it's bronchitis. Going around, you know, and it was actually COVID. We just didn't have a test for it specific to it.
Right. Is she okay now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and she had a milder version this time than I did.
Right.
I had it worse than she did. But again, I'd rather have, you know, Delta variant is contagious. It is what it is. It's the flu. If you want to tolerate getting it and getting over it, I believe that's your right. I don't believe any government official should have the right to tell us we have to take a jab. And I'm sorry, that's just a fact.
Exactly. And I agree with you. I agree with you, Nathan, because, you know, Ebola, some of these other illnesses, you know, a lot of times you're not going to live to tell about it and have the immunity. But for people who have had COVID, they have immunity. If they could show proof of adequate titers, I don't understand why all these rules to force people to vaccinate when we have been told for years natural immunity is what we need. Nathan, I'm sorry to see you leave the medical profession. We need you, but I understand your choice. And it's a real shame, and it shows how ridiculous these rules are.
Absolutely. 25 years as a licensed respiratory therapist, and I'm actually opening a welding business. I'm going back into welding.
Wow. Well, thank you. Bless you for all the great work you did. Good luck to you and your wife, and thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Of course. You have a wonderful day.
You too. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Bring your calls, your questions, your comments now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. We have Tom from Baltimore. Hi, Tom. How you doing, man?
Hey, Doc. I'm doing good. Listen, I just wanted to call you to tell you, your show yesterday, and listen, you have great shows every day. You were on fire. I think you might have gotten some new listeners because it was one of those shows where I couldn't even, during the break, because I didn't want to miss anything, go without putting you on the stereo. So I know the other condo owners in the building probably heard you loud and clear. Yesterday's show, every topic, I mean, like I said, you were just on fire. I love that interview you did with Dr. Dow. By the way, you would have been a good cop. You're a good interviewer. You would have been a good interviewer.
No, don't you have to have a clean record and no skeletons in the closet?
Well, Well, we know you're a good girl. Of course you do. But, you know, he started out with a lot of certainties, and you pushed him in a very subtle way. And I couldn't help but notice by the end of the interview, I even took notes. He said, with these mRNA vaccines, I think we'll find out down the road that they're incredibly safe. So you took them from being certain, absolutely, right, they're safe, they're great, to I think, and down the road, I think we'll find out that they're safe. So great job, by the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a, you know, he's an infectious disease doctor, and I get that, you know, he's frontline, and I get he sees, you know, I mean, he sees way more than even what I see, but it was a little concerning that, and it does concern me that people keep bringing up the, my patients say Bill Gates is trying to drug us and put nanoparticles in. I have never met one person who said that. He said he had a patient who told him that, and I believe him, you know, and I know that there's people that don't trust the vaccine, but the problem is it seems to be the same talking, the same sound bite. And I'd really like to meet, in fact, I should probably open it up, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Any of you who, I mean, if that's the reason why you're not getting the vaccine because of Bill Gates, you know, putting something into the vaccine, I'd like to hear about it, but I've never met one person. But Tom, before I let you go, really quickly, I was driving to work and there was an SUV cop car and it had two stickers on it that said not in service. Now, I don't know if the cops realized the stickers. One was on the driver's door, and one was on the back. And it was a red sticker, that's a big, huge red bumper sticker, or almost a label, saying not in service. Why would a cop car have those? Why would it, what do you think that was about?
That is a great question. That's something you might see on a taxi cab. I know, although we didn't have take-home cars in Baltimore back when I worked as a cop, we were on duty 24 hours nonetheless. The only thing I can think of is that some jurisdictions who have take-home cars, maybe they're allowing their officers to take themselves off duty. I've never heard of that. Normally, at least in the past, if you were a police officer and you had the need to put yourself in service 24/7, you did that. Of course, you yielded to the jurisdiction you were in by calling 911 first, but in an exigent circumstance, you had to take action. So I think that's very wrong. I wouldn't allow, if I were in charge of the department, my officers to put those stickers on their vehicle.
Well, I almost thought it was vandalism. I almost thought people just threw those stickers on there, unless maybe in my neighborhood,
you know,
cops are getting...
That.
Yeah, yeah.
When you said that, that actually came to mind. That's a possibility.
That's just, it was just odd, unless they want to go to lunch without getting shot at, like a lot of our cops have. And they're like, look, okay, we're not in service. We're just kind of doing our thing. We're running to Walmart, getting a donut. Back off, you know?
No, police, it doesn't work that way. You can't take yourself off duty. I can't tell you how many lunches, good ones, that I had to throw in the trash because I got a call.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, well, God bless our law enforcement. God bless you, Tom. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Doc. Thank you.
Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So as we're closing out the first hour, we're going to be coming into, obviously, September 11th weekend, which is a rough time for all of us. When we see what's going on, what we see what's going on now with Afghanistan, in fact, experts are even saying terrorism is going to increase under the newly appointed Taliban government that has terrorists and, you know, wanted posters about them. And, you know, it's going to be a pretty, pretty negative, rough couple days. If you remember back in 2001, for those of you who are too young to remember, 19 militants associated with Al-Qaeda hijacked 4 airplanes, decided to carry out suicide attacks with these airplanes. Innocent people on the planes just doing about their business in the middle of a work week. 2 of the planes were flown to the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center, New York City. 3rd plane made a beeline for the Pentagon. The 4th plane was taken over, United 93, by passengers when they knew what was going on, because cell phones were starting to become big and people were able to have service. I don't have any service on a plane, but back then, thank God, people had service so they could call their loved ones. Once their loved ones told them what was going on, they rushed the cockpit and was able to stop the plane from crashing where it was going to go. But sadly, it made a beeline for the ground in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. They say almost 3,000 people were killed during the 9/11 attacks, even more when you start to look at the cancers and all the, sad aftermath of what happened. And we remember stories of people where one person was late to work that day and they interviewed him going, "I was late to work and I thought I was going to lose my job." And then when I saw what happened with the World Trade Centers, he would have been up there and he would have been killed. In fact, when the first tower was hit, we're being told that people in the second tower were not told to evacuate. We're told to stay put so that first responders could get to the first tower. Then, sadly, the second tower got hit. And so while evacuation was going underway, the building could only withhold minutes. And sadly, they crumbled. Thousands of people died. The hijackers were Islamic terrorists, according to History.com, from Saudi Arabia and several other nations in the area, reportedly financed by Al-Qaeda. And it's an organization from Saudi fugitive Osama bin Laden. A lot of questions on what exactly happened with Osama bin Laden, because even though SEAL Team 6 went, got him, killed him, we had heard reports that he had been dead multiple times before. So not sure if they kept changing Osama bin Laden or they finally found the real one. But the terrorists have lived in the United States for more than a year, took flying lessons at commercial flight schools. I think they were also using that, it was a video game. I remember my family was playing Flight. It was a flight simulator. They were even using that. They were in Las Vegas, as I talked about in the opening of the show. I saw one of them in an urgent care. Some of them also went to strip clubs. And they smuggled box cutters and knives through security at three East Coast airports, boarded four early morning flights bound for California because they wanted planes that were loaded with fuel for a long transcontinental journey. And then they commandeered them and did what they did. So I understand that Biden wanted to end the war at this 20th anniversary of September 11th. Again, never politicize things like this. I mean, September 11th is crushing for this country. And to see that Afghanistan has made a 180 just or full circle, right, within days, and now during the 20th anniversary, it's gonna be a rough weekend all around. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.